This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 4th. Well, big day up in the cattle markets again, a couple days in a row where the market's really surging higher. Didn't quite hold those gains on to June, so the front months kind of struggling to, you know, keep those gains aloft, and in fact, starting to stall out at the gaps that were left from last week on the live cattle. Feeder cattle, we're at those gap levels as well in some of these front months. The back month, August, have pushed beyond that similar level. So we'll see what we get here, but we're quickly up into some notable resistance levels on the cattle market. And if we don't get much follow through, then I think the sellers are going to step up here and take another shot at the short side in the cattle. Looks like the corn market's going to have some strength today, as India announcing that they would be looking to limit wheat exports. That has sent wheat sharply higher on the night session, and corn likely will follow along with that. So that could spell some trouble for the feeder cattle market as well. In the cash trade, nothing going yet in the Fed trade. On the box beef values, we were under some pressure yesterday. Choice was down $3 at 260, select down 89 at 247. So the spread lost 211, we're sitting at 1221. Movement 176 loads. So that's a pretty good day, pretty good movement. Not quite as big as last week, but still a respectable number. Slaughter rates still running behind last week at 237,000 head. That's 13,000 below last week, but it is even with a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 53 cents at 155.77. So the feeder cattle futures certainly could be supportive to the cash, you know, giving some optimism there. And of course, rains in the southern and central plains are going to be a huge push for, if nothing else, stalling herd liquidation, maybe pumping up some demand for calves to put on grass, but my guess is they're going to want to see these pastures recharged before they start to do that. And we're kind of running out of time, really. Usually it's this time of year when you're peaking for demand for grass calves, and that's because you've already had the rains and the grass is already there. In this situation, it's been so dry across the central and southern plains that these recent rains and the ones that are in forecast, they'll recharge at pastures, but it gets pretty late to start looking for calves to put on grass. So we'll see how that materializes, but if nothing else, it kind of slows down the flow of cattle into town and slows down cow slaughter and herd liquidation, so that you could see a sudden drop in placements in May simply because of that. But we're still looking at big placements likely in April because of the same reason that we saw big placements surprisingly in March, because it was drought and there was just nothing to feed these animals. So I think the cattle market, like we've talked about quite a bit, is we still have to work through a lot of big numbers, record numbers on feed on March 1 and April 1. Those numbers have to be worked through, and they're going to come at us during the summer months when demand tends to be weaker anyway. And of course, you've got inflation that's getting away from us, and you've got high prices of beef already. A lot of headwinds, I think, still in the beef market that have yet really to be addressed or to be worked out. So still look for the markets to probably stall out here at the gap areas, still to see some pressure to the downside as we get deeper into summer. Seasonally, we tend to see lows in June or else August. In both of those months, you could argue that you're going to see it. I think it just depends how much pressure you get when you get it. If you get a big push down in June, then that probably would be your low. But ultimately, we just have to work through a lot of numbers in an environment where demand is expected to be sketchy. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.